This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Greenland shows Trump losing it. Hey, I'm sure some of the endless meetings at the White House would put any of us to sleep, so I don't worry so much about Trump dozing off from time to time. If he's sleeping, we're safe. When he's awake, it's chaos and trouble. But let's talk about Greenland, where there's clear evidence that he's losing it and endangering our entire country. What's going on here? A headline flashed across my screen early today. Trump says he's not going to invade Greenland militarily. Are you kidding? Was there ever a chance that we would send troops to Greenland in some kind of imperialistic takeover? Come on, man. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump-defending Republican from South Carolina who's hanging with the president in Davos, Switzerland, was quoted saying essentially, "Don't sweat it, this will all work out." Yeah, right, Senator. Says you and who else? Trump is sticking up the house everywhere he goes, and other countries are running from us as fast as their legs will carry them. When U.S. policies and the White House start to push Canada into the arms of China, you know we're in water over our heads on Greenland tariffs and this Venezuela thing. Denmark, like Canada, has been a U.S. friend and ally through thick and thin. How can the president explain that the reward for its good behavior is that the U.S. will disparage their country and bully boy them over Greenland? Let's be honest. Most of us only know Greenland as a giant piece of ice somewhere off the coast of Canada. Some of us know a bit more from flying over Iceland and Greenland on the North Atlantic route from Europe to the U.S., but not much more because we're at 5 or 6 miles high in the sky. Listening to the rationalizations about minerals in the snow or a northern passage as climate change melts more ice, most of us are still just hearing blah, blah, blah. We're definitely not hearing that it's time to call out the troops or tariffs on its people and the nations in NATO that are standing up to Trump on this one. This isn't just the usual dose of narcissism. This is whack. And one step from calling for help and finding a padded cell for the president. All of the diplomats that counsel that the way to deal with Trump is by sucking up with flattery and gifts need to think twice and a lot harder. That's not worsening. You can't cure crazy. This isn't a situation where we look for the adults in the room. They are long gone. He's mental now, and professional help should be the order of the day. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.